Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for 25 July 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. If you would like to learn more, direct your web browser to sdf.org. I forgot to say, SDF is a public access Unix system. So if you would like to learn about Unix, you can get a free account and experiment with it, all kinds of stuff on there. So check out the website, sdf.org, for more information. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to hang around for our net, which probably will take about a half an hour. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator for this week's net. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on the on Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, DE7KI, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. Last week's topic was, have you written or adapted software or shell scripts to help you in ham radio? And this week, continuing on that concept anyway, the question is, have you done some hardware development with microprocessors in aid of ham radio? Talking about things like with a TIC, an Arduino, or maybe like a Raspberry Pi. So anything like that that you have not just software, now I'm talking about hardware, actual soldering things or putting together prototypes, breadboards, that sort of stuff. So it's kind of a broad topic, and we'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll want to subdivide it in the future. Now, let me... my PC kind of froze for a minute there. So because we have some new stations joining us, I can see from my dashboard here the regulars who I recognize, but we have the DE3MMX repeater connected to the conference. So for the benefit of those listeners, I will run down the list of stations that I have already identified, and then I will call for any additional check-in. So that's your signal to come forward with your call sign, and I can take multiple ones at a time, so you don't have to wait for me to acknowledge each one, and that's kind of how we amass the check-in list here. So going down the list that I have, VK6BQQ, PY2BIL, AB3KC, KD9NDJ. So if you did not hear your call sign, but you want to be participant in our little net here, please come forward now with your call sign.
Pretty quiet. I'll throw mine in there. This is VE3MMX in Shedden, Ontario. Good evening, good morning.
Okay, thank you. I'll come back to you in momentarily here to get a full check-in report from you. We'd like to know name and QTH, which you gave us, and if you're already an SDF member, we'd like to know what your username is. So are there any other stations coming from the VK3MMX repeater?
Alpha 3, Delta Whiskey Lima, David in London, Ontario.
Okay, sorry, David, I didn't quite catch all of your call sign there. Victor something something, Delta Whiskey Lima.
It is Victor Alpha 3, Delta Whiskey Lima.
QSL, got it. And I think I might have said Victor Kilo 3. Mike X-ray? That's what I get for talking to too many Australians. Sorry about that. One more time, anyone else on the VE3MMX repeater, please call now. Okay, so let's start going down my list here. First is, we have BK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, BK6BQQ. Good morning from West Australia. Well, we're just listening out here. As I say, I thought maybe we'd add a few more connections in here to give you a better logbook sort of thing. But all good, Wayne. We'll listen out, see how we make out. AB9FJ from VK6BQQ, Reg here in Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Well, it sounds all good to me. We'll see what happens here. Always room for some new check-ins. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hello, everybody. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is gCranary. So I guess the topic here was we did some hardware for amateur radio, and yes, as a matter of fact, I built my first own digital radio interface with an Arduino some time ago. Did lots of contacts with that, still on the breadboard, with all the cables sticking out and so on. It was spluttering a little bit every now and then, so to a certain point I decided to get a commercial unit, which is a Microham DigiKia 2, which does a lot more than what my little thing did. But I was happy. I played a lot around with that. I learned a lot, obviously. So that was probably my biggest one. Did a lot of little stuff over the years, definitely. So I guess that's what I have for today. So back to unit control. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, fine business, Guillermo. Depending on how the net goes here, I might come back to you with some questions about your project there. Next on my list is AB3KC. He might be busy, but if he's not, go ahead, Colin.
This is AB3KC. I'm going to have to step aside for a second. I'm in the middle of a net here on the local repeater, but maybe we can clear off that and get back on here. So thank you, Wayne. AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, we'll be here for a while. Things free up, then you can come back anytime. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ, this is KD9NDJ. Greetings to you and everyone in the group. I'm going to jump in and answer your question about hardware. I sort of started my ham career not too far back with the building of an AM transmitter, which has been not entirely a huge success, but it does actually work. This is a vacuum tube device, and it was concocted by Bob Heil and company. And I've had a lot of fun with it, and periodically I mess with it. But it has, out of the box, you use crystals to do the frequency control. So I built a DDS unit. I can't remember what the platform was. I use a lot of platforms. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, BeagleBone is one. Arduino is another. Raspberry Pi is a third. I've fooled around with the Galileo and lots of different forms of Arduino, and I'm messing around with that now. That's an offshoot of being a musician. Anyway, so that's my story answering your question. I don't know if you want more specifics. We can chat. But back to you, AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Well, you know, we can have multiple rounds here, and if, you know, as long as the conversation is going on, we have at least an hour here. So anyway, let's see who's next on my list here. VE3MMX.
Okay, well, good evening, good morning to everybody. The name is Mike. I am out here in Sheddon, Ontario, north shore of Lake Erie, near the bigger city of London, Ontario. Perhaps for the computer end of things, well, how about in 1994, I was telling a Commodore 64 what to do by an IBM 386 by way of macro control via DTMF string, because we couldn't do that with the Commodore, but I could do it with a 386. I could store WAV files in a mailbox and call on them and tell the Commodore what to do. So there's some of the limits of my fun with computer. And but anyway, good evening and good morning to everybody on the net. We'll be listening out here. Hopefully they may get some more check-ins from the system out in this area here. Back to net control. This is the E3MMX.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Sounds like you started quite a long time ago, which is that's a good thing. I did too, so we're kind of maybe in the same age range there. Let's see, next on my list here, VA3DWL.
Good evening. This is also good morning. This is VA3DWL. That's Victor Alpha 3 Delta Whiskey Lima, David in London, Ontario. I'm coming in through the VE3FEZ repeater, which is linked through to VE3MMX. I heard Reg of VK60QQ talking to Mike a little while earlier and both linking up, so I figured, okay, sounds good. I'll listen in as well. So I'm listening in, and if I could make a request of net control, if you had mentioned a website earlier, something like SDS, I couldn't catch it. I wonder if you could spell it phonetically, please, so that I could take a look at it online. So. Anyways, this is just a quick check-in here of VA3DWL. Handing it back to net control.
Certainly, David. It's Sierra Delta Foxtrot dot Oscar Romeo Golf. QSL?
Thank you very much, VA3DWL.
Okay. Let me just acknowledge that I see... Kilo Charlie 3, Lima Yankee Zulu has joined us, or at least, I don't remember if I've always seen the dash L on there before, Bob. Maybe that's new. Also, BK2DY, Robert, the other Robert down in Sydney. Let's see, do I have any other? I think it's KC3LYZ's turn. Go ahead. Let me refresh. Let you guys know what we're talking about this week. Last week, the subject was, have you done some software or website coding, shell scripts, that sort of thing, for ham radio? And this week, the topic is, have you done any hardware hacking or, projects involving computers from, PICs, microcontrollers, Arduinos, Raspberry Pis, the whole gamut of mainly small computers. But the emphasis is on not just coding, but also doing hardware circuitry. So that's what we've been talking about this week. So KC3LYZ, you're up.
Yeah, I haven't done much hardware stuff. I'm not real good with that, being visually impaired, but I did a lot of coding, working with the hotspots and Linux and different things, trying to bring things together and debug the bridge and things like that. So, yeah, I like that area, especially new digital modes and things like that. We just got back from our vacation. It got cut a little bit short because they had a COVID outbreak at the camp we were at. Two or three people tested positive. So we came back Friday. Originally, we were going to stay till Tuesday. Back to that.
We have some new people joining us this week, so would you like to give the usual introduction?
Okay, yeah. KC3LYZ Bob in Philadelphia on SDF username Robert R.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us. Let's see, next. I thought I had somebody next here. BK2DY. Okay, perhaps he stepped away from the computer there. We'll try him again in a minute. So let's see. This is probably a good time for me to ask if there are any new stations who would like to join us. Respond by giving us your call sign.
Victor Alpha 3, Mike Delta November. Michael?
BK2DY, I'm back.
Okay, I got Robert is back and Mike, VA3MDN. So let's give... VK2DY, his turn there, and then we'll come back to Mike.
Yeah, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kelleal Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney, 10:19 a.m. Monday morning here. It is overcast. It is 10 degrees Celsius, 50 Fahrenheit, and it may get a few degrees warmer than that, but it's heavily overcast at this point. Hopefully no rain. We don't need any more rain. Anyway, as far as the question goes, you know, I play a lot with Raspberry Pis. I connect them to various amateur radio activities. I had a DV switch running on the Raspberry Pi, but it's all pretty much software. I can't think of anything hardware hack that I did. I've got a, what do you call it, Radio Berry hat on one of my Raspberry Pi 4s, which I used in the past to tune around and listen to different I can't think of the name of it anymore. But anyway, basically it's a hat that allows you to receive HF signals over through it, so that you can use software to control it. But I have not used that in a while. It was a fun project to play with, but I sort of moved on from it, and I haven't brought it up in a while. Radio Berry, that's the name. So maybe I'll go play with it again today. Today's a good day to play with that, since it's, I'm not going out anywhere. But that's about it. VK2DY, back.
Okay, Radio Berry. That doesn't ring any bell. So if you can think of like a website or something for it and drop it into the chat there, that would be nice. Next on my list is VA3. Right here, MDN, Mike.
Good evening. Just stumbled upon this. I was gonna talk on a local repeater, but then there's a net going on, so I have to check the VFO a couple times and come back to the same one, so I guess this is it. I'm visually impaired, so I don't play much around on the computer. I search and peck on it, but other than, I forgot the name of it now. Echo Link, that's the only thing I've ever done ham-wise on it, or look up call signs, or other than that, look at videos and about antenna building. That's about my computer experience. Good evening to everybody on the net. Just happened to come out here and turn it on and see what was going on, and found this guy. So good evening to everybody, and wherever, I'm not sure where this net is taking part, but hello, and thanks for the net. VA3MDN.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Parenthetically here, I looked you up on QRZ here, and unless I did something wrong, I came up with, I've never seen a response like this. It says, this call sign record has incomplete details. Operator name, city, town, other details regarding this record are not shown while we wait for additional data. Now, like I said, I've just never seen that before, but considering that you're in Canada, maybe there's a different mechanism that QRZ gets Canadian license data as opposed to how they get American license data. Maybe it's just a delay. Are you a new licensee, or has it been this way for a while?
Hey, yes, I had that question asked before. The call sign was registered to someone else, and apparently they changed their call to a two-letter call, I guess. That's what I've seen it as, and so I called wrote to QRZ and told them that the information on there was not mine, so I got an email back stating I could enter my data, and as I said, I'm visually impaired. I haven't been able to do that, other than it being cleared and trying to log in a couple times was unsuccessful. I'm going to have to get someone to sit down with me and see what's on the screen, other than what my computer reads back to me. Over.
Ah, wow. All right, that sounds very complicated and interesting there. Good luck finding a way to get that fixed. I suppose a sighted ham who could help you would probably be the way to go there. Good luck with that. I don't know, some of the other Canadian hams who are in here, do you have any insight to help, Mike, about that?
VK2DY, QRZ does not have any access to non-American databases, so you have to update your own if you're outside the USA, VK2DY.
Ah, that's good to know. Thank you, Robert. Anyone else have a comment about it?
Your MBN. Yeah, I was told if you look up, the Canadian database for amateur radios. I'm not 100% on the website, but the information is on there. Or if you just Google the call sign, it shows up as my name. Over.
Okay, well, those are good things to know. So anyway, like I said, good luck with getting that straightened out with QRZ. So let's see. I think everybody has had a chance to speak at least once, so I'm ready to take new check-ins if there's anyone who's been listening to us on the repeater and would like to join us. Or if, let's do that first. Because of the latency between the multiple hops between, you know, repeaters and conferences and so on, I always like to drag my feet a little bit when we have those connections going on. So one more time, anyone on the repeater or on the NB0X DMR gateway, please come now with your call sign. Okay, nothing heard there, so now I'll go back and say and ask for anyone who would... I thought I saw a new call sign pop up there. Anyway, do we have any rechecks or additional comments?
IVK6PQQ, over.
Okay, go ahead, Red.
Wayne, you were going to try and see if you could get a hold of Matthew. Have we had any response? I monitor this thing, and he comes on about a half hour before your net and a half hour after. But there doesn't seem to be any action at all. I've not been able to get a hold of him myself. But have you actually made contact with this gentleman?
I sent email and did not get a reply, and I did not get a bounce back. So I'll look around and see if maybe there's some other way to contact him. Maybe I've got a phone number squirreled away somewhere. It's a good point. It's been a long time since I've heard from Matthew, and there are some issues that we would like to adjust, and I would just like to know how well he's doing these days. Like I said, I have not heard from him in a long time. So thank you for mentioning that, and I'll try to get something moving in that direction.
Yeah, QSL, well, he brings that up on your net, and also he brings it up on my net on Friday night. So I'm just curious, is it a standalone? Is it a robot? What's going on with this thing?
I'm pretty sure it's a robot. I don't think he is... personally, manually operating it.
Well, if that's the case, I'm going to have to see what we can do to keep them off here, because I don't like stations coming on that's non-controllable.
I understand. So I will pass that information along to Matthew.
Okay, sir. Back to net. VK6BQQ.
Okay. So again, do we have any rechecks or comments? Questions? Anything else for the net?
With a little additional information.
Okay, go ahead, Colin.
Okay, I think I doubled. Echolink tells me that I doubled, so I apologize. So there's somebody else as well. This is AB3KC. I was multitasking earlier in the net, so I figured I'd just do my check-in now and say that it's Collins. I'm in Virginia, and on SDF, my username is Dirty Rig. And as far as the prompt, and I'm going to turn that radio down, the prompts for the night, my Arduinos, I have Arduinos. I can't find enough time to really hack on them. There's so much to do. We do have a... this little thing, it's like a, what is it? It's an express, it's a round hardware circuit express, and it's round with a whole bunch of LEDs and a couple of buttons. and we wrote some stuff to manage how frequently or when the dogs were last walked. And so every time we walk the dogs, we push a button, and there's a timer, and the LEDs change colors based on the how long it's been since they were out. So that keeps us honest with making sure our dogs have access to the yard. But sorry that I did miss the first few minutes of the net. I'm going to go back and listen to the stream, and good to hear everybody on there. And again, I think somebody on the repeater may be trying to check in. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, AB9FJ from AB3KC.
Okay, thank you, Collins. And I like that idea. That's a cute application. I think I've seen little gizmos like that Dayton Hamfest. Some of the hardware experimenter booths there were giving out things like that. Just the bare circuit board, of course. You had to populate it with your own LEDs and the microcontroller and so on. But those are cool, simple projects there. Good to get people started. So I do not see any new call signs on my dashboard here. So once again, if you have you thought of something that you want to add to the conversation, please come forward now.
BE3MMX, sir. Recheck if I can get in there.
You certainly can, Mike. Go ahead.
Just wanted to pass on to the to you and the rest of the net that the anybody on the BE3MMX repeater system is also broadcast over DMR, Talk Group 302042, on the Brandmeister system 24/7. We linked up our two repeaters together, our DMR, and the whole analog system, the four-band repeater, is tied in. So we are on 302042 Brandmeister at this point, and all of the switching and translating over to DMR is being done at the main site. Just wanted to throw that out there that we're on the digital side of things as well out here.
Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So that means that anyone on DMR who happened to be monitoring 302042 talk group could have joined us. Is that how that works?
That is correct. Yes, we actually have quite a few people who monitor the talk group and listen to the repeater via DMR. For point of interest, in Dayton this year, we took our own repeater down, our DMR repeater, and we linked it back up via DMR through a cellular modem, and we tied it back into the system here. So from the Dayton Ham Fairgrounds, from the Hamvention, we're talking to people locally here on the entire system. And on our way down mobile, anybody that had their hotspot tied to their phone was in contact with us the whole way. So we had a lot of fun with it this year.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. So just to give you some background here, we have a talk group for the SDF Amateur Radio Club. I should know it by heart. I think it's 31650, but let me check that. Yes, 31650 is the SDF Amateur Radio Club talk group. And what November Bravo Zero X-Ray does is he has an all-star node that also does DMR, and he has Echolink. So he has a script that automatically links up the DMR talk group, and I assume his all-star node, and interfaces them with Echolink to expand the connectivity here so that we can have people checking into our Echolink net even if they're coming from DMR. We haven't heard from anybody using that lately, and we think that maybe there's something broken. That's just some little background there. Let me pass it back to you, Mike, if you have anything to add.
Very good. Just thought we'd pass that on and let anybody know if they wish to come in or listen on DMR, no matter where they are, or Echolink, or any of the other bands on the machine. We enjoy connectivity here. And I'll say 7-3 then. We'll listen for the rest of the net here. This is VE3MMX.
Okay. I guess it's kind of up to you if you think our little net here is something that you would want to participate in on a regular basis, then that would be great. But if not, I understand there are plenty of other things that you can be using your network for. And if you decide not to choose us, that's okay too. So anyway, it's been I want to say 73 as well. Thanks for joining us this week. It's been good to meet you. Let me see. I don't see any other new call signs. So once again, do we have any additional comments for the net?
KD9NDJ for a recheck.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
I just wanted to say that I've learned a lot more from my failures than I have from my successes. It's great when you succeed. And for a stretch there, I was beginning to think I was God. But when I started messing around with radio, I ran into failures, quite a few. And I've learned a lot, more, as I say, than I have from my string is God. And the details are complex. And also, the interaction between the software aspects and the hardware aspects, particularly if you're trying to build a transmitter or a receiver or a transceiver, it's so intertwined that the one thing can really screw up the other thing and vice versa. So it's a fascinating topic. It would be a good topic for a bigger pool, that's for sure. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Ken. And it bears repeating that anytime you think of a good topic, please feel free to email it to me at jwh@sdf.org or mention it to me in comm if we happen to both be in there at the same time. I'm definitely open to suggestions. Do we have any other comments or rechecks? Okay. Now, besides email and comm, I forgot to mention that we have our own mailing list. So if you go to, we have another website. There's one just for the ham group, sdfarc.org. And there are instructions on there on how you can subscribe to our mailing list. It's a very low-volume mailing list, usually maybe one or two messages per week. One of them being a summary of what happened in the net on Sunday night, Monday morning. So if you miss checking into the net, you can at least get an idea of what happened. Anyway, I'm going to call one more time for any other discussion for this week's net before I wrap it up. So any more check-ins, rechecks, comments, whatever, please come now.
KD9FJ, BK60QQ. Well, I'll take this opportunity, if I may, to suggest to the folks that are out there Friday nights at 8 o'clock, we have a net on this very network called the Friday Night Tech Net, and then we switch over to what we call the Flying Pig Net for the aviators alike. So if you're free Friday night, 0 hours UTC, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard, Friday night, please join us on this very network. Back to net, BK60QQ. Thank you.
You're welcome, Reg, and I'm sorry that I don't, I have not been joining you on Friday nights because that's a busy time for me. So maybe one of these days, something else, one of my other things will break down and I'll have an opening and I'll give it another try. But anyway, you're welcome to mention it here. Let's see, I think I've exhausted the conversation, so where am I in my script here? This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, where are we here, 0042 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I mentioned our SDF talk group, 31650, and supposedly it's available for an afternet. But I don't do DMR myself, and I haven't heard any other SDF hams who do use DMR saying that they have had conversations in there recently. So I don't know if it's still working, but just so you know, 31650. Or you can look for us in the comm chat program in the Anon Radio Room on SDF. Those guys who are not familiar with SDF, that probably sounded mysterious, but it's just a way that we converse on the SDF system. So, I think that I've rambled on enough here. I'm going to say this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.
V3MMX, VK6BQQ. Thank you for bringing in the net. You got a couple of new call signs in there for his net, so all is good. Appreciate it.
Sorry, Reg. Could you say that again? I stepped out for 1 second. VE3MMX.
Yeah, VE3MMX, VK6BQQ. Yeah, I was just thanking you for bringing in the network. You got a couple of new call signs, so that's interesting. And we do appreciate it. Thanks for bringing in the conference.
You're always welcome, Reg. You know, it takes a community to keep these things going, so hopefully we can add to that.
Fantastic, sir. All right, well, if you'd like to disconnect, that'll be fine. If not, there's not too much activity on here for the rest of the week until Friday, so great to have you aboard.
Okay, give me 1 minute. I'll disconnect from the system and say good evening to those who are still on it, VE3MMX.